Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. It is a beautiful world this morning. Look at that sky. Nice, clear air. Temperatures are cooling off. Great for doing all types of yard work. So if you have some projects planned, call this number right now, 800-259-9231. Let's go to those phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up this hour, we have Bruno on the line who's calling about fertilizer and also a question about hostas.
Okay, Bruno, good morning. Welcome
good morning,
to the Garden Club.
I love your program. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
I have a quick question. 3 years ago, I purchased two flowering hydrangeas. It's the variety where the little petals around the edge are white and the centers are bluish purple. And then the white little petals turn pink and then brighter red. Beautiful plant.
Yes.
It's been 3 years. The second year, one of them bloomed very little, and this year, one of them bloomed beautifully. It's still in bloom now. The other plant is a variegated variety. I have never even gotten any buds on it, and I'm wondering why. They're both right next to one another.
Yeah. For some reason, Bruno, the variegated varieties of hydrangea don't bloom hardly anything compared to your traditional blue hydrangeas or pink or the white.
Yeah.
It's basically a plant that's grown for the fabulous leaves.
Well, they're beautiful,
I mean, it's a great plant. It's got great foliage. And I've always felt that you were lucky if you saw a bloom on it. So,
is that right?
You know, it's just like hosta. The flowers on hosta are not really spectacular, but the leaves are gorgeous.
Right. That leads to my next question. I have a beautiful hydrangea garden that I planted, you know, in specific designs and whatnot. Last year, towards the end of the season, every time I plant a hosta, I dig a very large hole and put great, great loom in there, and they grow large and beautiful. There are some that I planted because of a lack of time where I didn't change the soil. And you can notice the difference in this year's growth, you know. What can I do to give them a fertilizer?
What you want to do is the new technology in gardening is so exciting. And I'm going to a trade show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I'll be talking with a lot of the new products that are coming out. But the product that for the last couple of years has really excited me, and I've seen things that I've never seen before, is a little creature that lives in the ground called Mycorrhiza.
Rhiza, R-I-S-A?
Yep.
Okay.
So if you go to your local garden center and you tell them you want a product called Biotone, B-I-O, dash T-O-N-E, or a product called Plant Growth Activator, and that's by Organica. Both of these products, BioTone is made by a company that makes Holytone. And Plant Growth Activator is from Organica, who makes a four-step all-organic lawn fertilizer. Now, both of these products contain Mycorrhiza. And Mycorrhiza is a type of a bacteria that you work into the soil. It will wash in. It attaches itself to the root system of your plant. And in 30 to 60 days, it will double the size of the root system. Now, last year in the spring, underneath two red maples, the Crimson King maple that I planted on each side of my driveway, I planted a bunch of perennials around them. And I use this Mycorrhiza. This spring, these Crimson King maples put on 22 inches of new growth. Now, these trees have been in the ground 5 or 6 years. The normal growth was 6 to 8 inches. The growth this year, some branches are 24 inches of new growth, but they're averaging around 20 to 22 inches of new growth. They have had no fertilizer other than this Mycorrhiza. So for your hostas, either get BioTone or Plant Growth Activator, put it on them right now, then again in the spring, and those hostas that are not as good as your others will explode because the plant will double the size of the root system, which means there's a root that's twice as big to collect twice as much water, especially during the summer when it's dry, and twice as much food to make it grow bigger and stronger. Give that a try, Bruno. You're going to love it. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Charlie on the line, who's calling about wisteria.
Charlie, good morning, and happy holiday to you.
Well, thank you, Paul. Paul, I have a couple of questions. We just recently built a pergola, or a pergola, however you do say it. And somebody has offered me some wisteria plants, fairly established, probably 5 or 6 years old, and I'm wondering the best time to transplant them.
These are young plants that they've grown, or they're plants that have been on their property for quite a while?
Well, I think they've been on their property quite a while. I know they're probably 6 or 8 years old, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you can get a good root system with it, and it's fairly easy digging, then you could do it now. If it's going to be hard digging and they're limiting you to the amount of soil and the root ball, then I would wait until spring and move it at that point. The problem with a vine like this is it's probably fairly long and you've got a lot of foliage, and in the process of transplanting it, there's going to be too big of a top and a small root system. So to be practical, I would say wait until March. And in March, dig the plant, get as big of a root ball as you can, and then what I would do is cut it back by about a third. That way, the root system that you've had to cut to dig it out of the ground is going to be smaller than the top of the plant. And by you pruning back some of the top of the plant, it will balance the overall size of the plant to the root system. There'll be a lot less stress, and the plants would get established a lot quicker. The other thing is make sure that when you do attach it to your plant that you secure it. And if you're going to use, like, Twistem looks like a green piece of plastic with a wire in the middle. Don't tie that wire really, really tight, because wisteria grows fast. If you can kind of weave the vine in and out of the lattice work of your pergola and then tie it with green jute. Because if you use a wire twist them, that wisteria goes quick. As it expands, the wire that's covered with plastic will not rust or fall apart. It will dig into the wisteria vine and cut it. And then you could lose some of that growth. So use green jute or some nylon twine. If you're going to use nylon, don't put it on tight. Give it some give. And then weave the branches in and out of the lattice work, and that will hold it in place. Thank you, Charlie. Good luck. But I would wait until the spring. That way you're sure that there's no transplanting shock. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Jackie on the line, who's calling about moving some holly shrubs.
Okay. Jackie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have three variegated holly shrubs. They're about 2 years old, and I need to move them. Should I move them in the fall or the spring?
The variegated holly is not as strong as the green holly. If you had to move it this fall, then I would move it and put it in a really sheltered area, out of the wind and out of the sun, and leave it there for the fall, and then replant it the following spring. If you have a choice, wait until March and move it at that point, because, again, the variegated is not as tough as the straight green.
Of all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall, why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at Scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $990.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $10.18.88, $509.44 for the half ounce, or $254.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $10.18.88, $509.44, or $254.72.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to insure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800 1-800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Wow! All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And if you're listening to the program and you're not able to get through, this coming Saturday, I'll be at the mall at Chestnut Hill. It's on Route 9 westbound. And if you have a GPS, it's 199 Boylston Street in Chestnut Hill, and I'll be there from 1 o'clock until 4, so come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Roger on the line, and Roger's got a question about a squash plant.
Okay, Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Well, every year we plant our vegetable garden, and normally during the course of the summer, if we get a wild tomato plant or a squash plant, we'll let it grow and nurture it. This year we ended up with a squash, well, I believe it's a squash plant, but it was monstrous, 3 to 4 times bigger than all of our other normal plants. Very, very, very big leaf, bigger than a basketball. And when it produced a squash-type fruit, the fruit itself was, very bumpy on the outside, very, very bumpy. We've never planted anything like this, and I'm just wondering what type of squash plant it was, possibly where it came from.
What color is the squash?
It was yellow.
It was yellow?
Yep.
Now, like, was it,
it was
rounded
like a normal squash fruit, but, much bigger. Everything about this thing was big.
Huh. Well, sometimes what happens is, for example, if you were to plant summer squash, which is yellow, it usually comes and it's nice and smooth, okay? But to get that squash, those are all hybrids. So they cross-pollinate certain varieties to give you what you have now. And if some of that seed falls, it is probably genes from the mother or from the father. So let's say they took the pollen and the genes from the mother, and that set of genes was to make a plant very strong, very hardy, while the other side, the genes were for a squash that would have smaller seeds, would mature faster, and I think you ended up with some of the seeds that maybe squash that you picked that was too big and you just threw it on the ground, the seed came up. So you got either the mother or the father, and you end up with a bumpy squash that in the hybridization process was removed from the plant by the opposite pollinator.
Okay, so what we go probably would have been an original natural squash plant then.
Right. It's a non-hybrid.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, this thing was monstrous. I mean, huge. I kept telling my lady partner, I said, where did this come from? I mean, we've never grown anything like this, so.
But it's fun to have stuff like that, isn't it? Yes, sir.
You wouldn't happen to know where we could get a Harlequin Glory Bower plant?
I don't right now, but I'll tell you what you do. Send me an email, Roger.
Yep. Yeah, I've got your plant online. I look at your website constantly online.
Okay. If you send me an email, it's pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at Roadrunner, and I'll do some research and see if I can find something for you.
Yeah, because we've tried taking one from a cutting and some other things, but we haven't been successful. And we'd love the thing, but trying to get one, even trying to buy one anywhere where we're stuck, we can't find.
Yep. The other thing that you could try and do, Roger, is if you can take a division of the plant, but that would be in the spring only. So if you know somebody that's got a plant, and in late March, early April, you could take a shovel and cut into the main plant and dig part of it out while the plant is dormant, that would be the way to go. But to try and root a cutting, it's hard because it's a hard wood cutting and you need bottom heat and all kinds of things. But a division in the spring would be the way to go. But send me an email and I'll see what I can find for you. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm committed on how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a gorgeous day. I hope that you're all able to get outside, get some yard work done. If you're going to do some painting on the outside, this is the perfect day. If you've got that green mold that's growing on the side of your house, this is the day to get rid of it. Wet and forget. And if your local stores don't carry it, go to their website, wetandforget.com, and they'll tell you where you can buy it locally. And I'll tell you, this is, you won't believe how great this product is. Canvas awnings that go in front of your windows to keep it cool during the summer. If you spray it now and get it on the plant, on the canvas itself, before you put them away next month, it will have a chance to destroy all of the black little dots of mold that are growing on the canvas. And put it on your umbrella that's in the backyard, on your table, on your patio. Spray the umbrella with it, and it will clean it right up. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Blanche on the line who has a problem with a rhododendron.
Blanche, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, thank you, Paul. So nice to be able to reach you. I'm having a little problem. We've had 4 rhododendrons planted this June, and believe it or not, they're beautiful. The scintillation rhododendrons.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, and the leaves were beautiful, and they weren't in more than, I would say, 3 weeks, and the leaves all started to fall off. And I have no flowers, of course, now, and it's just sticks. What happened there? Could you tell me?
Did somebody plant those for you?
They did, and they had taken out some hues before that, some Japanese hues, and then they just put these in afterwards. But it's so sad to see these go like that. And
he said,
maybe because in the truck it was windy, and that's what caused that. I don't understand that at all, why that should happen.
Well, the first thing that I would do is, I mean, if you had a landscaper plant these rhododendrons for you, they should guarantee them to you.
Okay.
So if these plants have no leaves on them, and you've been taking care of them.
Oh, I've been babying these. These were so beautiful, and I don't know what happened there.
I would call them. I mean, it's not like they weren't watered, Blanche. I mean, we had enough rain this year that even if you didn't baby them, they should have survived all by themselves. So today, tomorrow, I would call the landscaper to put them in and say, don't tell them that they're dead. Just call them and say, you know, this is Blanche. You dug out some yews for me and you planted new rhododendrons. And I'm having a problem with them. Could you please stop by so that we can, you know, solve this problem and set up a time for them so that you're there? Because you want to be there when they come.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come, you just say, you know, I paid you a lot of money for this.
They're not an inexpensive plant, Paul.
Exactly. And they should be able to guarantee those plants. Where they buy them, the nursery that they bought them from guarantees the plant to them, and they in turn guarantee it to you. So I would call them, have them come over, take a look at it, and say, I need to have these replaced at no charge. They didn't survive. And you did tell me that maybe there were windburn getting them here. So maybe they were, but I need these replaced at no charge.
They're all turning, the root, the bottom of that plant is turning brown.
Yeah.
There are absolutely no leaves. I tried pinching pieces back to see if it was green enough, but it's just gone.
Yeah. I would call them up and just ask them to come and meet with you. And when they get there, you just say, listen, I spent a lot of money on these things. We've had a lot of rain. I've been taking care of them. And I don't understand what's the matter. I need you to replace these at no charge because they're getting a guarantee from the nursery that they buy them from. And they should pass that on to you. If they can't do this, they're not a good company to deal with. And I tell you, the way that the economy is, if they want to stay in business, they have got to guarantee the plants to you for at least a year. If they can't do that, then you tell all your friends and all your neighbors and everybody, and that'll put them under.
There's so many nurseries that are going under now, Paul. It's very sad.
I know.
I've had several of them that I've inquired on, and they're losing business. They're just dying. They were saying that the way the economy is and all is bad enough. People can't avoid buying these plants, but the idea is now with the weather and all, and then they're having a property bought up by these companies, Walgreen, taking their property away, and this is over in Scituate and in areas where they've always had beautiful growing seasons and did very well, and they've been in business close to 50 years, and that's sad.
Yeah, it really is. It's not easy to own a nursery, a garden center, and a greenhouse. And I've worked at many places since I was 18 years old, and I know what they go through, and that's why I do not promote the box stores, because they're not educated, they're not trained, and that's why I want you to go to the mom and pop type stores where they can help you. And they're having a very, very rough year. Last year, they had a lot of rain during the springtime, and this year, they had a great spring, but then June, July, and August came, and we had 22.9 inches of rain, and the nurseries just did not do what they should. And with winter coming, it's going to be very rough, and I don't know what's going to happen to a lot of these nurseries. And, you know, because I'm in the business, I know what they're going through, and it's very, very hard. So, but call this company that did this planting. Let them know you have a problem. Set up a time for them to meet you and discuss it. And they should, if they're a quality company, if they're a company with integrity, they are going to replace that. It will come back to them in the long run, because maybe next year you'll have them plant a tree. Maybe next year they'll do edging and pruning and you know, mulch and things like that. And let them know that when they meet with you at your house, that you're there for the long term. You want them as a reliable source for gardening information and you know, doing work for you. But if they can't guarantee these plants, you're not what they are not what you want. Thank you, Blanche. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Rose on the line, who's calling about her hydrangea.
Rose, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you too, Paul. Paul,
hi.
I have a hydrangea, and it has a lot of growth, but and the leaves are really green, but we never got any flowers.
These are the blue ones, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate the damn thing.
Oh.
The blue hydrangea gives me more nightmares than anything else. Now, was this one that you bought at a nursery?
No, I didn't buy it at a nursery.
Was it a gift type hydrangea?
No, I bought it. What do you mean?
Yeah, but
gift?
Now, when you bought it, was it in full bloom?
Yeah.
And it came potted?
Yep.
Okay. See, there are different types of blue hydrangea. There are the blue hydrangea that you would buy at a nursery that's outdoors, and then there's the blue hydrangea that you will buy in full bloom, like at Easter or Mother's Day, but it comes in a nice pot, all foiled up, and in full bloom for you. Those are what's called a florist hydrangea.
Okay.
And if you live in, let's say, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, even if you lived in Virginia, you have a pretty good chance of those surviving the winter and blooming. Well,
yep.
In the Northeast, what happens is during the winter, the top of the plant dies right to the ground. The roots are still alive. And then in the spring, you get all of this new growth coming out of the ground. You get all excited, but you never get any flowers.
Yeah.
And the reason is that the hydrangea makes flowers on the branches that were made the previous year. So when you get the plant, you set it in the ground, it starts to grow, the buds develop on that new growth. If the new growth dies during the winter, you lost all of the flower buds.
Oh.
So the best thing for you.
Okay, we've had it a couple of years. In the second year, we got flowers, but this year we didn't get any.
Yeah. Well, what I would try to do, Rose, is in October, when all the leaves come off, take a piece of string, tie all the branches together, you know, without making it too tight, and then put around the plant about 12 inches of bark mulch. You can put 12 inches or more of pine needles or leaves or compost to try and insulate the base of the plant and up 12 to 15 inches high with soil or compost or something like that, and see what that does. Some years, if we have a rough winter, and for hydrangea, a rough winter is not a winter with a foot of snow. It's a winter with very little snow, a lot of wind, a lot of sun, and cold temperatures. The wind blowing across your yard pulls the moisture out of those branches, and the buds die. So when you have a blanket of snow all winter, it's like a blanket of insulation keeping that plant from drying out. And that's good. If you don't have any snow cover, then you have winter damage. So try tying it, mulching it, composting, whatever, and see what happens this year before you rip it out and start over. Thank you, Rose. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Eve on the line, who's calling about a hibiscus.
Eve, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. It's always a joy to listen to you.
Thank
you. I have a very tall hibiscus, I don't know if you call it a tree, full of flowers, large flowers.
Yep.
I had this last year and brought it inside my house, and
mm-hmm.
it blossomed all winter long.
Yep.
I did have some small black, look like small black bugs on the leaves that were very, very small, that were sprayed
okay.
a number of times, and that was solved. Now I'm
okay.
getting ready to bring it in as it gets colder.
Okay. Eve, why don't you hold on, and when we come back from the break, I will tell you what to do. It's very, very easy. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong at half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-7 1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning. We were talking with Eve about hibiscus. Now, hibiscus is a wonderful, wonderful plant, and it will flower for you all winter if you can put it in a south-facing window. And what you need to do is once a week, spin the plant so that the side that faces the window is now facing inside the house. And by spinning it once a week, you tend to get flowers on the entire plant, not just on the side, again, that faces the window, because that's where all the sunlight comes through. Hibiscus is also a plant that needs to be fed weekly, and I mean weekly. Many years ago, I met a man from Hawaii, and he told me that when he lived in Hawaii, he had over 100 different varieties and colors of hibiscus. And he found that if he fed them every single week, that it bloomed year-round. And that's what I did when I had hibiscus. I fed them every week, and they were absolutely fabulous. They do tend to get a little bug, aphids, on the tips of the plant, and this is what Eve was finding on hers. And what I use for aphids is something called horticultural oil. And horticultural oil you can buy at any garden center or nursery. It comes in a little concentrate bottle. And all you do is you, if you have an empty Windex bottle, or you can buy a plastic mister bottle for a dollar or two at the garden center. And you just mix some of this horticultural oil. And as long as you don't leave it in the sun, it will keep for a couple of weeks. And what I would do is every morning I would check the plant. If I saw aphids, psh, 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 I would hit it with it. And it took me about 2 to 3 weeks before I got all the aphids off of it. But once I got them off, it stayed clean for the rest of the winter because they're laying eggs all over the plant. And all of a sudden the eggs will hatch and you get a whole new generation. You spray, you kill those, and then eggs that hatched 2 weeks later are now coming up. So mix up some horticultural oil. It's not a chemical. And you can even use it in the middle of winter when all of your windows are closed and you don't have to worry about breathing toxic fumes. It works great. That's what I want you to do, Eve. And if it's going to be too big, cut it. It works. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Dan on the line, who's calling for some advice with a weed killer.
Okay. Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. Ended up with some really crummy topsoil. We rototilled and did a lot of landscaping in our yard. And so I'm, like, overwhelmed with weeds. We have bees. So I'm trying to locate and find a really good weed killer that I can put down before I put my seeds. We have Midnight Kentucky Bluegrass. We live in about 30 miles south of the city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
In a town called Manhattan. So what I want to do is kill these weeds before I put our seeds down. And second question would be, what's a favorable time to put our seed?
I'll tell you, the best time to put in a new lawn is in the fall. I live in southern Maine, and I'm going to be planting some seed next week. So in the next couple of weeks, see, your soil is still warm right now. So that your seed is going to germinate a lot faster than if you did it during April when the ground is cold. And normally in the fall, you get additional rainfall so that it's easier for you. You're getting morning dew, which helps to make that seed germinate faster also. So the problem with putting down a weed killer right now, Dan, is you're going to need to wait a month before you can plant the grass seed. And by then, you're kind of pushing that envelope. When we get a frost, the grass continues to grow, but the weeds die. So what I would suggest that you do is cut the grass where these weeds are and just scalp it as close to the ground as possible. Either use a seed slicer or take a steel rake and scratch that ground to loosen up that top inch. Plant your grass seed and don't worry about the weeds. Get the weeds next spring, but get your plants started this fall. Have a great week. Enjoy the holiday, and we'll talk to you next Sunday with information from the trade shows, hopefully for the tomato blight. Have a great